I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now. The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you and your small business will be audited. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. RevRex will match up your revenue and reconcile it to make sure that your records are accurate and complete. And RevRex gives the IRS only the necessary data it needs to avoid opening you up to further auditing of revenue reported. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's a tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Stop an audit in its tracks. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. Let's go. Walks further down the street. Pull way down low. No sound but the sound of speech.
Machine guns ready to go. By the way, I'm getting real excited about getting up in the at O'Dark 30 to be with you Monday morning, 6 a.m., 6 to 9 o'clock. And, of course, we'll have the Bill O'Reilly news and comment and all of that. But it's essentially going to be live and local from 6 until 9 a.m. It's going to be a lot of fun. I look forward to it. And I hope you're going to be making the move with me. It's going to be a lot of fun. I can just about promise you that. Jim Jordan. And James Comer were on Hannity last night with new evidence in the Biden crime family deal. This is going to be interesting. This is cut three. This is James Comer with Jim Jordan.
The House Oversight Committee conducted a transcribed interview with a former FBI supervisory special agent assigned to that FBI Wilmington office. Now, the agent confirmed key portions of the IRS whistleblower's testimony, including that both Secret Service headquarters and the Biden transition team were tipped off about that planned Hunter Biden interview. Joining us now, this is Blockbuster House Judiciary Committee Chair Jim Jordan, House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer. Congressman Comer, this is wild. What else can you tell us?
Well, this confirmed key components of what the IRS whistleblowers told the Ways and Means Committee in a transcribed interview. And this is good because many Democrats and many in the liberal media have tried to discredit the whistleblowers prior to the committee hearing that we're going to have on Wednesday. So these two whistleblowers are going to come in front of the American people, in front of the House Oversight Committee on Wednesday for about 6 hours. And the American people are going to get to hear the truth from two credible people on the front lines that were in charge of trying to find corruption within the IRS. And here, what this FBI agent confirmed is they were blocked at every turn. They were tipped off. The Secret Service tipped off the Bidens, as well as the Biden transition team. Why would the Biden transition team need to know that the whistleblowers were about to interview Hunter Biden? So I think this is good stuff, and it adds credibility to our whistleblowers.
Congressman Jordan, we understand that one of the whistleblowers is going to reveal himself later this week, or herself later this week. What do you expect that will do to the Democrats' attempt to really smear this whole process And you know they're going to end up further smearing, trying to smear these individuals.
Well, these two whistleblowers have been nothing but credible. And today, with the FBI agent confirming key parts of their testimony, that just gives more credibility. This is quickly coming down to, Laura, who are you going to believe? The Biden Justice Department that said parents were terrorists, who said Catholics were extremists, who censored Americans' First Amendment free speech rights, or these two whistleblowers who have impeccable records, who got performance reviews always outstanding, who were the go-to guys when it came to international tax fraud cases? These two guys were the go-to team. Who are you going to believe? These two guys who've now been confirmed by an FBI agent or the Biden Garland Justice Department? I think I'll trust the whistleblowers. And I think you will see that on Wednesday when they appear in Chairman Comer's committee.
I think that's great. I think that's going to be must-see TV. And if we get a chance, we'll dip into it tomorrow, the House Oversight Committee, where we'll have not one but two IRS whistleblowers. This is getting more and more interesting. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Finlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall. We offer the biggest selection of new Mazda vehicles.
Well, we got another hit and run, this time Decatur at Spring Mountain, an unfortunate person there, a victim. Also, Decatur at Desert Inn, it got a fender bender, a crash, Russell at Las Vegas Boulevard. The traffic cam, see a little bit of congestion there on the Southern Beltway as well. So you're working your way there on the 215 eastbound at the airport connector. There is some activity there on the right shoulder. 215 east at the airport connector, so approach that area with some caution. Heavy volumes as well on Interstate 15 through that Dropicana construction zone, northbound at Russell Road and southbound at Flamingo.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive. The Dodgers stopped Baltimore's eight-game winning streak with a 6-4 final in Baltimore Monday. Chris Taylor hit a grand slam. In 10 innings, the Angels beat the Yankees 4-3. Shohei Ohtani tied it in the seventh with his 35th homer. The Giants and Reds were suspended in the eighth inning in Cincinnati on Monday, tied at 2. Rain forced the halt of the game. They'll resume things today with one out in the top of the eighth. The Giants with runners on second and third. Boston shut out Oakland 7-0 on Monday. Connor Wong hit a two-run double and singled in a run for a career-high 3 RBI. The A's lost their eighth consecutive game and dropped to season-high 46 games under 500. They're just 25-71. This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank, NA member FDIC.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
You support transparency in government, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there are tax dollars, right?
So when local governments decide how much to, say, pay police officers or when they set the salaries for teachers, you think those discussions should be open to the public, right?
Oh, yeah, actually, I'd like to be in that meeting to give my two cents.
Well, what if I told you that currently, when local governments meet with union leaders to have those discussions, it all happens behind closed doors?
What? What do you mean, behind closed doors?
In Nevada, public sector union negotiations are exempt from the state's open meeting laws. The entire process is closed to the public. Even as a public employee, you would not be allowed to see what they're negotiating.
Wow. How much we're going to pay teachers and police seems like a pretty big discussion to keep hidden from taxpayers.
Better government begins with more transparency, not less. Visit NevadaPolicy.org to find out more. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know if you caught Hannity last night. Of course, they had the big change, you know, change thing. The one guy that didn't change was Hannity, because Hannity's really, really good. And I will tell you, I think I like the changes. Trace Gallagher is good. I think the changes, you know, in losing Tucker Carlson, you had to do something. And they did, and I think the changes are good. By the way, speaking of changes, don't forget, beginning Monday, Live and Local is moving to Morning Drive. And I want you to be a part of that move. It's going to be so much fun, and we're going to have fun. We're going to have the same great guests. We're going to have the Friday song. We're going to have all kinds of things. The only difference is it'll begin at 6 a.m. on your way to work. So let us take you to work every morning, beginning next Monday. It's Live and Local, now in Morning Drive, beginning on Monday. But Sean Hannity had some really interesting comments. In fact, let's go to cut five. That the Biden camp really fears a third-party challenge. Now, this is something that I know you and I have talked about a lot. The idea...
Trouble tonight in Paris.
Hang on one second. That's all right. You got to lean on the other elbow, I think, is what it is. This is Sean Hannity, though, last night on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Trouble tonight in paradise. Panic in the Democratic Party. Joe Biden's reelection is anything but certain. Multiple challengers now threaten to derail Biden's campaign from within. And that includes, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., activist scholar Dr. Cornel West, who will join us in a minute, also now causing anxiety among Biden lobbyists and loyalists. And after announcing a run for the Green Party, Cornel West will join us and tell us why. Now, he is now blasting Biden over his, quote, crimes against humanity. But it's not just RFK Jr. and Cornel West. Apparently, Biden's reelection bid is so fragile that many on the left now are losing sleep over the emergence of a new self-described moderate political group known as the No Labels Party. And today, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, he headlined an event with the No Labels Party in New Hampshire, fueling speculation that the Democrat might, in fact, run as a third-party candidate. And by the way, when asked about it, he said, well, he has no answer at this time. Now, that includes the intellectual heavyweights, by the way, at ABC's hard-hitting political news show, The View. They're deeply concerned. Take a look.
This No Labels third party group getting in is only going to serve as a spoiler to one side. Mm-hmm. I tend to think that it ends up being a spoiler against Biden in favor of Trump. And
because this will hurt, I think, President Biden.
This is dangerous because let's just put things in context. This is not a normal thing. This is not Bill Clinton versus George Herbert Walker Bush with Ross Perot playing spoiler. No, this is Donald Trump. He is a threat to national security. This is insane, and you cannot do anything that could possibly help Donald Trump become president. You cannot be an accomplice on that.
Now, if Joe Biden ends up making it to Election Day as the party's nominee, and that's a big if, he can't afford to lose 2 or 3 points to a third-party candidate. Now, there's virtually no room for error, and for Joe Biden, especially in states like Arizona, Georgia, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and given Biden's strange and very creepy behavior that is only getting worse. Look at this tape. look at this. Look at this poor girl recoiling. He is becoming a serious liability day by day. Last week was a disaster. So naturally, Democrats are lashing out with the same old dishonest political strategy, the old playbook.
Can I tell you something? You're going to love hearing from Cornel West. Cornel West is a flaming liberal. He's beyond progressive. He's like way off to the left. He may be to the left of AOC. Don't know. But he's running as a Green Party candidate. And this will be interesting. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club. Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By now you've heard the Dollar Loan Center is offering free trial loans this year. But how much does it really cost after the free week? Let's say you borrow $1,000. The first week is on us, and after that, it'll cost you $5.50 per day. If you need that $1,000 for an additional week, it would cost you less than $40 in interest. How about this? You take out a loan of $500, and 1 week later, pay back only the same $500. Need it longer? A $500 loan costs $2.75 per day in interest. No catch, no fees. Apply at don'tbebroke.com. Give us a call or find a Dollar Loan Center near you. And remember, at DLC, your first loan is free in 2023.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over three decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Go to nomoredraftywindows.com for full offer details.
Attention all homeowners. Do you know when to replace your windows? Feeling too hot or cold? It's time to replace. Fog between the glass? Time to replace. Spending too much on expensive energy that literally goes out the window? It's definitely time to replace. If you've put off replacing windows in your home because it's too expensive, here's great news. You can now get a free in-home window consultation and free price quote from Renewal by Anderson, the company with the most five-star reviews among leading full-service window replacement companies. And right now, you can save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. Just text LONG to 200-300 for your free consultation on top-quality, affordable windows or patio doors for $0 down, zero payments, and zero interest for a year. That's right. You don't pay a dime for an entire year. Plus, save $359 off every window and $887 off every door. But hurry, these big-dollar savings end this month. Text LONG to 200-300 right now. Text the word LONG to 200-300. Don't wait. Text LONG to 200-300.
If you're 55 or older and haven't fixed your missing or failing teeth because of cost or fear, or were told you're not a candidate for dental implants, you've been misinformed about your options. Call or text 702-24-DREAM today, and we'll send you a free guide that gives you the facts. No sales pitch, no pressure, just information to make an informed decision. That's 702-24-DREAM. Call or text today.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
It's ripped from the pages of something like, I don't know, one of those crazy Dateline shows where they go back and they reassemble a murder and things like that. This is a blast from the past, and gentlemen, Jim's got the story. Tupac Shakur.
Yeah, this is something that came over the wire, hat tip to Channel 8. And basically what they are saying is, and those people not familiar with Tupac Shakur, of course, he was the hip-hop artist that was gunned down and murdered in September of 1996 at the intersection of Koval and Flamingo here in Las Vegas. I think he was leaving a Mike Tyson fight from the MGM when that occurred. In fact, Kevin, I don't know if you know this or not, but there is a picture of that black BMW that is in possession here at the radio station.
No.
It's in the sales manager's office right now as we speak.
Wow.
It used to be Eric's office. Now it's someone else's. That is the actual picture of it with bullet holes in it.
Oh, my God.
But the reason it's relevant right now is detectives here in Las Vegas have served a search warrant at a home in Henderson near Wagon Wheel and Interstate 11, according to Channel 8. There's no arrest which has been made as of yet, and there's no further comment. But it is interesting, as you say, a blast from the past, because a lot of people were wondering if there was going to be a resolve to this issue. Now, there is a new $100,000 reward offered to find the killer of Tupac Shakur. And apparently he's going to be posthumously receiving a Walk of Fame star as well.
Oh,
so,
interesting.
Never thought we were going to talk about Tupac Shakur on the show today. But
that's from 1996?
That's when it happened, yes.
Wow. Seems like forever.
Long really, time ago. Yeah.
Yep. Well, I keep your ear to the ground on that one and see if we get an arrest anytime soon. Search warrant is out. And again, the credit on that goes to?
Channel 8.
Channel 8. Good for them.
Yeah.
8 News Now. I promised I'd let you hear from Cornel West. He was on with Hannity last night saying that his White House run, and this is cut 6, by the way, that his White House run is for real.
You said that black Americans are not a priority for Joe Biden. That's what you said.
That's right.
And
that's right.
And how real is your run for the presidency? And what is the likelihood the Green Party is going to be on the ballot in all 50 states?
Well, we're in the process, my brother, of gaining that ballot access. And my run for the presidency is the same for my run for truth and justice ever since I was 15 years old, which is to say, is real as a heart attack, because if I remain silent about the mass incarceration, silent about hood, silent about reservations, silent about poor white and working white folk, silent about the strikes that's taking place, both Trump and Biden on the boss's side when it comes to Hollywood, when it comes to UPS, when it comes to Amazon. I stand with working people. I stand with poor people. I don't care what color they are, brother. They could be your cousins or my cousins. I stand in solidarity with them. It's a moral and a spiritual issue, and that's what it means to have a candidacy that's trying to be critical of the corporate duopoly of both parties tied to corrupt money at the top and militarism abroad, my brother.
You said it's very clear that Joe Biden's cognitive powers are in decline. Professor, you're stating the obvious. Why won't more people on the left, and you're to me on the left, why won't they have the honesty?
I'm definitely on the left. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Bernie Sanders is your mentor. You love Bernie. I know all about him.
Well, no. Bernie's my brother, but he's not my mentor. I come out of Martin Luther King Jr. Fannie Lou Hamer elevation.
All right, 40-some-odd years as a professor. I'll stand corrected, but you like Bernie Sanders a lot.
No.
All right.
So he's my brother now. Ain't no doubt about that.
Here's what I do want to ask you, though, because I think this is an important question, and I think we should get to the bottom of it. You talked about it strains that the Secret Service could not identify, you know, a bag of cocaine in the White House. You talked about the slap on the wrist for Hunter Biden. Now, they stopped that investigation into cocaine in the White House in 10 short days, Dr. West, 10 days, Professor, and they didn't interview a single person. Now, that just reeks to me like a cover-up. Why do I believe if it was your White House or Trump's White House or somebody else's White House that treatment wouldn't fly? Am I wrong?
No, I think you're right about that. I mean, I don't know about Trump's White House. I can't speak for brother. From my White House, and I've told my
you
beloved
almost
wife,
called him brother Trump.
Not even going to the White House until every American citizen has a house. I want to abolish poverty, abolish homelessness. I want jobs with a living wage. I want everybody to have health care across the board. So in terms of just trying to be fair. But let me say this, though, brother. Every father does have a right to love their precious son. It's just that your son cannot have unequal protection. He's got to have equal protection across the board. So I understand the brother's predicament, but we have to be able to bring our criticism to bear. And I hope you bring it to bear, my brother, with some love now, because you got kids,
love
too,
in my
right?
Heart. You know me for how many years?
Right.
A lot of
tease
love in
that
this
out
heart.
As much as I can.
You
I'm
don't even like to
out,
admit,
my brother.
You love me more than you want to admit publicly. Just say it. You can say it.
Oh no! I'm a Christian. I love everybody. I begin
so
on the chocolate side of town because my mom
okay,
and dad. But I love everybody. I love you too. It's just
I believe
that my
in Jesus
you
like
I'm
you
pushing
do.
You against the wall in any racism, any transphobia, homophobia, and any.
I am against
indifference
any
to poor working people.
Racism. I find it repugnant and evil. End of sentence. And no conservative that thinks that way or says they think that way, I want nothing to do with them.
There you go. Cornel West with Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. Coming up, what is going to happen with Josh Jacobs, the outstanding running back for the Raiders? It's go time, and it looks like the Raiders and Josh Jacobs are at odds. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
The brand new 2024 Mazda CX-90 is designed to curate and elevate every experience you share with it. With the newly designed turbo inline six, iActive all-wheel drive, and seating for eight, it's been carefully crafted to exhilarate through a union of design, technology, and performance. Come see the new 2024 Mazda CX-90 in person at Findlay Mazda in the Valley Auto Mall in Henderson. Or call us at 702-955-5555.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation.